With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump will preside over today's first meeting of his Board of Peace, focusing on reconstruction and stabilization of war-battered Gaza. More than two dozen countries have signed on to take part in the board. The president will formally announce pledges of $5 billion for Gaza reconstruction. President Trump's chief White House spokeswoman says there are, in her words, many reasons and arguments that one could make for a strike against Iran. Nothing definitive at this point, but speculation abounds over the possibility of some sort of conflict with Iran. Havana and Moscow have ties that go back decades, and now communist Cuba is looking to Russia for oil to circumvent a U.S. blockade.
Cuba's foreign minister Bruno Rodriguez is meeting with top officials in Moscow amid worsening fuel shortages and blackouts on the island. He says deprivations are getting worse after President Trump threatened sanctions and tariffs on any nation that sold oil to Cuba. Russian foreign minister Sergei Lavrov is urging the U.S. to end its blockade and promised to continue supporting Cuba and protect the country's sovereignty. The waitlist for Cubans trying to buy fuel can stretch for days, and Russian companies have stopped selling tourist packages because the Cuban government won't provide fuel to the planes that land. Asked if Russian fuel shipments to Cuba could derail warming ties with Washington, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says they don't think the issues are linked. I'm Jennifer King.
Fierce winter weather is preventing the recovery of the bodies of eight backcountry skiers killed in an avalanche near Lake Tahoe in California. A ninth skier is missing and presumed dead. Authorities trying to solve the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie say they may tap DNA genealogy databases. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 181. This is SRN News. A new report on confession.
According to data published by Religion Unplugged, 44% of American churchgoers confess their sins to God every day, and another 26% do so several times each week. Scott McConnell of Lifeway Research says this is a good sign, adding, quote, "The confession of sins to God is countercultural. Today, many people in America want to set their own moral compass, but we see large numbers of churchgoers acknowledging God's authority in their lives." Michael Harrington reporting.
A fiery explosion ripped through a church in central New York on Tuesday. The blast injured five people, including the pastor and firefighters who responded to a report of a gas odor in the building. New York State Police are investigating the explosion. It sent thick plumes of black smoke into the air at the Abundant Life Church in Boonville. Firefighters were dispatched on the scene, and four people were in the basement when the furnace turned on, triggering the explosion. This is SRN News. A surprise participant in the action at the Winter Olympics.
Now here's something not even Lassie nor Rin Tin Tin ever pulled off. As elite cross-country skiers pushed to the finish in the women's team sprint heats, a dog casually wandered onto the course and began to run with the athletes down the straightaway. Racers stayed focused on the job at hand as spectators cheered on the canine intruder before it also crossed the finish line and, of course, was quickly restrained by officials. The dog apparently slipped away from a local owner while out on a nearby walk. Jason Walker reporting.
The Seattle Seahawks going up for sale in accordance with the wishes of late team owner Paul Allen. Allen's estate has begun the process of selling the team, which is coming off its second Super Bowl victory in franchise history. More details at SRNNews.com.